I'm Lynn Scherer in for Celeste Headlee, and here in New York, news on the terror front. Over the weekend at JFK Airport, two men were arrested on their way, according to a criminal complaint, to Somalia to join Al-Shabaab, a group with ties to Al-Qaeda. The two men are American citizens from New Jersey, and they are headed to federal court today on terror charges. And we are joined now by Bob Henley, a reporter with our partner WNYC in New York. Morning, Bob.
Good morning.
So first of all, let's get some names on these guys.
Sure.
And where do we think that, what were they going to do?
Well, Mohammed Mahmoud Alessa is 20 from North Bergen. Carlos Eduardo Amante is 24. He was from Elmwood Park. These are working class neighborhoods. Amante is a naturalized American born originally in the Dominican Republic. Alessa born in the U.S. They were self-styled jihadis, basically had gotten physical conditioning, raised the considerable sum to go to Egypt first and then step off to Somalia. They had first come across law enforcement's radar back in 2006, and law enforcement was just very patient. And in a pretty impressive collaboration between New Jersey's Homeland Security, the NYPD, and the Joint Terrorism Task Force at the federal level, they bided their time and took them into custody before they got on the plane.
But what's going on here? It sounds to me they just went to a gym and then boarded a plane. I mean, what's the radical
jihadist? Well, there was actually extensive tapes that were gotten by an NYPD intelligence officer over a long period of time where they discussed their affection and connection with cyber cleric Anwar Alawaki, American citizen, very charismatic individual who is now giving a kind of jihadi blessing over the internet. So here we see this phenomenon of the homegrown terrorist threat going viral. It doesn't take any more going over there and getting training. You can just do it because, like so many young people trying to individuate from their parents, and in this case, at least in one instance, there was a falling out precipitating this with the household.
Bob, what do we think they were going over there to do? What is the charge?
Well, that they were going to try to kill Americans. Their ideas, and in the tapes that we'll see hopefully transcripts of pretty soon, they were telling law enforcement, the covert officer, the intelligence officer, that they wanted to kill Americans, and actually they were welcoming the opportunity to kill Americans. They want to see America go into Somalia in a higher profile. Remember, Somalia is a place in 1993 where the U.S. left a tremendous void after the Black Hawk Down episode where
right.
We misread the geopolitics. We kind of let that geopolitical situation fester. And ironically, as we pursue the war on terrorism, it's proliferating. The number of places where we're seeing open conflict like this, opportunities for misguided young people to go sign up, there are more numerous. So it's like the war on drugs, you get more drugs. War on poverty, you get more poverty. There's a trend here.
And let me try to understand, though, back to what John was saying. They were arrested on their way to Somalia, specifically, though, to do what?
Sign up with Al-Shabaab and begin to be part of the war that's constantly going on there. I mean, we had Congressman Payne just recently, when he was visiting Somalia, come under mortar fire. So it's a hot zone, and they wanted to engage in that and just sign up.
And so today they head to federal court, is
right,
that right?
And potentially face life in prison.
Okay. And we should be, as you mentioned, getting those transcripts so we can see for ourselves what the facts
are. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Bob Henley, reporter with our partner WNYC. Thanks so much.
Thanks.